You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In this week's personal finance feature, we are looking at medical aid benefits because it is open season, and this period allows you to change your medical aid option either to a higher or a lower plan. Kerry Vermeulen, healthcare advisor at Alexander Forbes Health, joins us for more. Kerry, thanks so much for your time. Just talk to us about the open season or this open period and exactly how long it lasts for.
Thanks, Fifi. Thanks for having me this evening. So we refer to the medical aid open season as the time when medical schemes in the market launch their benefits for the following year. So over the last couple of weeks, the medical schemes in South Africa have been announcing their rates and benefit changes for 2022. And what this allows is members of medical schemes to reassess their options for next year. So this is the opportunity for members of the medical schemes to meet with their healthcare advisors and take into account what their needs are for next year to allow them to change their option for the 1st of January. So it's an important time of year for any member to actually assess whether over and underinsured based on their individual needs.
All right. And what are the common things you find that people are not aware of when it does come to open season and their medical aid benefits?
So most of the time when members join a medical scheme, they find that the exercise to select a particular option is a very daunting one. Medical schemes have many options within their actual scheme. So it's very important that a member meets with their healthcare advisor to actually determine what their individual needs are. A lot of members within the medical scheme will select an option based on their affordability without actually taking into account what is covered in terms of the hospital cover, the chronic needs, and the out-of-hospital cover. So it's very important to assess these different categories in selecting the most appropriate option for yourself and for your family.
And I see that you say that the service of having a healthcare provider is something that most people actually pay for within their medical scheme, even though they may not be aware of.
That's correct. So with many of the medical schemes, the broker commission is actually built into the premium. So it would be worth a while for the member to actually meet with a healthcare advisor to take them through the healthcare environment and selecting their particular option.
All right. So it doesn't actually come at an additional cost for you. And if you're not using your healthcare provider, you're still paying for it anyway.
That's correct.
All right. Just also, I see that there's some areas in which consumers need to be aware of if perhaps they are experiencing any chronic health challenges and what this could mean for their payment plan. Just talk to us about these.
Perfect. In terms of the Medical Schemes Act, there is the prescribed minimum benefits. And within the prescribed minimum benefits, every medical scheme option has to cover 27 chronic conditions. What we would advise members to do is to ensure that if they have one of those chronic conditions, that they register on the scheme's chronic management program to avoid the payment of this chronic condition and any costs associated with that chronic condition coming out of their day-to-day benefits. So if, for example, you have one of those chronic conditions, that the payment of the medication as well as any costs associated with that chronic condition would be paid for by the scheme from this prescribed minimum benefit condition.
And in terms of the payments or the co-payments, I see that you also identify some common misunderstandings that some people often make regarding what is meant by the 100% of scheme tariff or rate. Just explain to us more clearly what we should be aware of there.
Perfect. In terms of the scheme tariff, so providers within South Africa are able to charge what they want to. So if I select an option that's covered at 100% of the medical scheme rate, that doesn't necessarily mean that the bill is going to be covered in full. What that would mean is that the hospital portion would be covered, but any associated costs in terms of the specialist charges, so the provider charges within hospitals, could come more than 100% of the medical scheme rate. So with that particular example, what we would then advise is the member to consult with their healthcare advisor in looking at an appropriate gap cover insurance, which would actually top up that shortfall in hospital should the providers in South Africa charge more than the medical scheme rate.
All right. And when it does come to hospital cover, and out of hospital cover. What should some clients be aware of here?
Here again, it's very important to understand in terms of how the hospitalization is covered and what option you've selected. Again, you would get within a particular medical scheme an option that covers unlimited at any hospital, or you would have a restriction, which they would call a network of hospitals. So if you've selected an option within a medical scheme that has a network of hospitals, it is important that you ensure that you're going to see one the specialist within those hospitals to avoid a co-payment, or what they call a deductible, if you're using a hospital that's out of that network. So again, it's very complex whether you're on an option that's covered at any hospital or a network of hospitals. Terminology and the choice of selecting a medical scheme option is a daunting task. And that's why we always advise members to sit down with a healthcare advisor, have a look in terms of what your hospital needs are, what your day-to-day needs are, whether you have a chronic condition, and also just to assess in terms of how your claims have been over the last couple of years, and whether you are on the most appropriate plan for yourself and your family.
And in the event that perhaps you get into a dispute with your medical scheme provider over, you know, one or of many issues, so what's your recourse?
So there's the Council of Medical Scheme. They have the responsibility to ensure compliance in terms of the Medical Schemes Act. So if you have a dispute with your medical aid, you would then go to the Council of Medical Schemes to rule on any disputes around that.
All right, Kerry. Thanks so much for your time and just joining us to tell us a bit more about open season and how we can use it to our benefits. That was Kerry from Mulan, healthcare advisor at Alexander Forbes Health. This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.